Good morning. Thank you so much, Hillary. We've got a lot to talk about today, as always. Not enough time, and really, really good stories for you. Home Title Lock is our sponsor. The annoying robocalls, the ones that say you're pre-approved for credit cards or loans, be really, really careful. Nobody with credibility is doing that. Your home's title and mortgage records are online, and when a data breach occurs, like recently, and millions of home titles and mortgages are exposed to thieves, that's when the risk of home title fraud skyrockets. Here's how they do it. They forge documents stating that you sold your home, listing themselves as the new owner, and then they go out and they take out loans against your home and stick you with the payments. No insurance, no bank, no identity theft protection is covering you for this. Nobody's watching this. But for pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's online title. Getting a credit card loan or robocalls or mail, Home Title Lock will get you through this period and give you 60 days risk-free of protection. Register your address now to verify that you're not already a victim and protect your home's title. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. It's HomeTitleLock.com.
The Fusion of Entertainment and Enlightenment.
It is time now that we decide who we trust. Do we trust anyone? We really shouldn't. We should trust our own intellect and our own willingness to do the hard work and verify facts ourselves. But who's going to help guide you? Who do you believe enough to say, well, I'm going to spend my time looking that up? We begin there. And what's really happening to credible, decent people, how they are being smeared and destroyed by the press. We begin there in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, let me tell you a little bit about Simply Safe. Simply Safe wants to remind you that on the average, a burglary occurs once every 23 seconds. So the time that I have done this commercial, 2.5 people have had their houses robbed. That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. And Simply Safe can help you by putting an alarm system in that you really need for your home.
Yeah, it's something important. Most people have alarms, and you just go to the bottom of the pile for police response, which is not exactly helpful. It takes them 45 minutes to show up. With SimpliSafe, though, the average is 7 minutes because they have the state-of-the-art, round-the-clock home monitoring, and it comes with no contracts, no fees, and it's only $15 a month. You're not going to beat this. Their equipment is really nice. It's basically invisible, and once you've installed it, you've almost basically... I mean, you put it in, and then you just kind of have to forget about it. You don't have to worry about it again because it does its job. It does its job every single time, and it's reliable. And for $15 a month, you don't have to, like, mortgage the house to protect it. Go to simplysafebeck.com. Get a free HD security camera when you order. It's $100 value. You'll have eyes on your home 24/7 and video evidence if someone does try to get in. Free HD security camera now at simplysafebeck.com. It's simplysafebeck.com.
I want to talk to you a little bit about a journalist, a guy who's worked for the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Washington Times. I think the Times or the Examiner. I think it was the Times. He has worked for the Associated Press. He is an award-winning investigative journalist who has taken in and done investigative journalism that took down, you know, different policies on George Bush, on Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. He is an equal opportunity reporter. He is not someone who is looking for his truth. He's looking for the truth. He has, again, worked at all of the quote-unquote best places. But since he has started working on Ukraine and telling the truth and doing the only real heavy lifting on Ukraine, he is being destroyed now in the press. And I want to show you how Google just destroys people. If you look for John Solomon now, you get the first thing, leaked memo. Colleagues unload on John Solomon. The next one, how conservative columnists help push the narrative of Trump. Then you have articles from the New York Times. Let me see if I can, let me add in Ukraine and John Solomon and see what else we get. Let's see. We get real clear politics, top stories. Rudy Giuliani, Trump is being framed. This document shows Iranian prosecutor under oath. The Washington Post, Trump's anti-impeachment strategy is materializing and it could work. Then you have John Solomon, Ukraine, colleagues unload, how a conservative columnist helped push the agenda. Then you have a John Solomon article there. Then another article from him. Then you have foreignpolicy.com, how a D.C. news site amplified dubious Ukrainian claims. Then you have the New Republic talking about John Solomon's role in laundering the Ukraine scandal. Another one from The Intercept, reporters help Trump spread lies about Biden in Ukraine. Then the Lawfare, you have a timeline of the Trump-Ukraine scandal, and it talks about John Solomon in that. This guy is being decimated right now. Let me read this. The clock is ticking down. Thursday, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. I will show you the facts behind the real story in Ukraine. Why was Nancy Pelosi so quick to change her mind on impeachment? The smoking gun, just not the one they claim. Join me on YouTube and Facebook Thursday, 9:30 Eastern. Now, listen to the responses. Thank you, Glenn, for being a voice of reason in the midst of chaos. We always make our judgments on the basis of incomplete evidence. It's like dark matter. We believe it, but we can't see it. Then the next one, taking notes from Gorka, I see. I'm pretty sure I know how this ends. Biden did it. Oddly, let's see, something about the GIF. Is there anyone else sick of people taking the story, which is officially documented, swapping the names around to fit their political agenda as if they can't even be bothered and acting like they're doing us some magical favor? Glenn Beck is nothing short of The Onion, but with better pay. Is it a coincidence that Gorka and Pompeo are both in Italy right now? Will this be like the time that you were going to replace the traditional 4th of July celebration with your wacky moon fest or your prediction that all U.S. banks would be nationalized? Let's see. Then we have, yeah.
People really listen to you.
Yeah. Yeah, Glenn, we're going to listen to your bat crap conspiracy theories that have long been debunked. Searching for an audience? The tinfoil hats are on the edge of their seats. Was it a Saudi national? So if the team of Barack Obama and Joe Biden was not around in 2014, what would be the Vegas odds of Hunter Biden getting a job in the Ukraine be? That's a good one. Dude, haven't you bankrupt your company yet? Or have you re-sucked up to the MAGA crowd to get their table scraps? Unbelievable. Can't you just disappear in obscurity quietly? Anyway, it goes on.
That last one was mine, but
yeah, thank you. I know. It goes on and on and on. Now, is anyone interested in seeing both sides of the story? We've gone back and forth on whether we should include the media's spin. But I'm going to mention that we're not going to mention the media spin and the story from the left, because that's what you're getting everywhere. So take what they're saying and compare it with what we're saying. Is this country even interested anymore in actual facts? Or do we all just run to support, defend our team? the facts are very, very stunningly clear on what's going on. Now, you might say that Donald Trump did something that was uncomfortable or you didn't like, but it's not what he is being charged with. In fact, the evidence, and evidence that has already gone to court in foreign countries, shows this is a different story. It is not remarkable to have people who are just trying to do their job today be destroyed. John Solomon is a good reporter. He is a fair reporter. He is a guy who has taken on both sides. He is a guy who has taken on investigative reporting against the odds in more than just politics. He's a guy who has done great work and won many awards from the people who are now tearing him down only for political purposes. I'm not sure what the truth is, but I am sure of this. You're not getting it. If anybody is truly, if you truly care about the Republic, it's time for us to put this team player crap aside and call it as the chips fall down on the table. You call it as you see it. Balls and strikes. I'm sorry, but this one falls into the category of things that I don't like. This one falls into the category of things that make me feel good. They're both equal because they're both true. If we're going to save our country, we're going to find out a lot of things that we don't like. A lot. We're going to be embarrassed. We are going to be uncomfortable. And we're going to have to do things that we don't like. On this particular occasion, I'm mainly talking about those who are just blindly following the press. There was a survey that was out that shows that 60 or 70% of the American people no longer trust the press. That's good. That's good. But if that's true, how come so many people are being convinced by this same press? The answer is because they want it to be true. We know the press wants things to be true. It's why they salivate every time they have a new Trump story. Oh, this one's going to be it. This is going to be the one. This is going to be it. He's going to be out. He's going to be impeached. This is the one. And it doesn't happen. And they embarrass themselves. There's a lot of information that you need to know. We're going to cover some of this today, and tomorrow we are covering all of it. I want to cover today what Joe Biden did in China. Now, I want you to know the special is not about Joe Biden. It's not. He plays a role. But that's not what this story is about. This story really is not about Joe Biden and Donald Trump and the next election. This story is about the last election and the next election, and not what Donald Trump or Joe Biden were doing. Don't miss it. It's tomorrow night at 9:30. It's on Ukraine. Please tell your friends. Have watch parties if you can. It will be on Facebook and it will be on YouTube. We want to get the maximum number of people watching it, so it's free. But we have a special tonight on China and the Bidens, which is amazing. It's the China and Biden involvement in this scandal tonight at 5 p.m. only on the Blaze TV. Then we have a Ukraine special preview for the Blaze subscribers at 5 p.m. tomorrow. And then we go nationwide with everyone on YouTube and Facebook. And you can find that tomorrow night at 9:30. You're going to need to tell your friends, because I would imagine we're already going to be throttled down. I would imagine that Facebook and Google is not really interested in helping us get this story out. So you're going to need to find a friend, because you're not going to see the notifications. You're not going to be alerted to all of this. And they will make it more difficult for you to find it, or your friends to find it, who might think the same kind of thoughts. So search it out tomorrow. It's on Facebook and on YouTube at 9:30 Eastern Time, 8:30 Central. Ukraine, the Democrats, Russia. Only from The Blaze. All right, we have talked a lot about the economy in the last couple of weeks, and we haven't in the last few days, because things are crazy right now in the news. But a recession, it is out there. It is looming. I don't know when it's going to come in, but it is going to come in. If you're a homeowner, now is probably the time to consolidate your high interest debt into your mortgage for a much lower rate. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to reset the years of your mortgage. You just fold your high interest credit cards into it. You can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars every single month, and that can help you ride out any coming storm, if indeed there is one on the horizon. All you need to do is give American Financing a call. They're salary-based mortgage consultants, and they don't pressure you or have any upfront fees that you have to pay. They just build custom loans to fit your needs, including options for as little as $1,000 down or even less than that. Give American Financing a call today, whether you're in the market to buy a home or you just need to discuss the option of refinancing your mortgage or credit card debt. It's American Financing. They have teams of experts that can point you in the right direction. Get your financial house in order now. Get American Financing at 800-906-2440. That's 800-906-2440 or AmericanFinancing.net. We pause for 10 seconds. Station ID.
American Financing Corporation, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Can I ask you a question, Stu?
Yes.
Is it time for another scandal?
It's been a few days.
It has been a few days, and I feel as though America is already starting to go, eh.
It's interesting you bring that up. One of the theories right now on the left, and one of the exciting things on the left, is that they've been polling the impeachment since, you know, before they got walked into office. Mm-hmm. And we have audio today of them talking about impeachment before he even took office. And the entire time they've polled this, it's been very unpopular with the American people. Mm-hmm. People don't want impeachment. Mm-hmm. Even some of the polling today still shows that. But it is improved for Democrats. And what they're thinking is, okay, here's a new scandal. This Ukraine thing is getting people over the edge. Finally, they're coming to our point of view. Finally, they've realized how terrible this person is, right? This is how they're viewing this. And they're saying, okay, we've got momentum. Things are going our way. As we add on to this, it's going to grow and grow and grow and grow. That's the theory, right? I think potentially the opposite is true, in that when people hear the beginnings of a scandal, they go to the furthest reaches of where this could go, right? Mm-hmm, like they start mm-hmm. predicting in their mind, oh my gosh, this is... So far, we've seen some stuff. It indicates really bad behavior, and we're going to be able to... This is going to be an impeachable offense because they're filling in details. It's kind of like when they have the unnamed Republican mm-hmm. running against another candidate. They're mm-hmm. filling in their ideal candidate. That doesn't exist.
So when they hear impeachment and they hear obstruction of justice, impeachment, secret audio recordings, mm-hmm. whistleblowers, they're immediately going, well, that if that happened, I mean, yes, I'm for impeachment.
Yeah.
And then once they see the actual case.
Right. Because the American people as a whole are not, let's say, this audience.
Yeah.
Okay. This audience is sitting here looking at every detail every day that comes out, and they're analyzing every news story. The American people are not doing that. So when they, when this stuff gets to them, it's been much more sorted out. And yes, they're getting the left-wing spin on it, but eventually people start looking at this and saying, wait a minute, they've been beating this drum forever. As I'm looking at the details of this, it's not nearly as impressive as it was sold. You know, they're promising the Bugatti and they're delivering the Volkswagen. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, will wind up eroding at the support for impeachment, unless there are, you know, more serious things that are found.
Correct.
And that could happen, obviously. We don't know how this thing turns out. But assuming it continues around this level, I think people eventually tire of it. The only thing I think, the worry here, if you're you know, in the Trump administration or looking at this, is at some point, do the accusations, true or not, overwhelm you to the point where I'm just sick of dealing with this thing? I'm sick of just constant scandal, and I'm sick of dealing with it.
That's the one concern I have. But I don't think you have anyone. I mean, if you had somebody on the left, like, you know, he's way too conservative, but like a Mark Sanford, who was running for the left and who was talking to common sense, just, you know, traditional. I love Tulsi Gabbard without all of her crazy stuff.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, you listen to Tulsi Gabbard on some of the, and she's, by the way, opposed to impeachment.
Yeah.
You listen to her talk and you're like, oh, okay, this is someone.
Yeah, she's normal. She's not. She's not. Right. But she seems it. Okay. And if you had the Tulsi Gabbard was leading, I think Trump would be in trouble, because Trump would people. There is enough people in this country who are like, I'm tired of both sides. I'm just tired of it. And you know what? I really like the president, but I'm tired of defending it. I'm tired of the tweets. I'm, you know, he shoots himself in the foot sometimes. I just want to be left alone. Unfortunately, there's no place to turn. There's no, you're going to turn to Elizabeth Warren? Really?
Mm-hmm. And I, yeah, and that's what comes down, you know, when we get further down this road, people start making those one-on-one comparisons, and that's where these things, like, you know, you look at the early polling now has basically every Democrat beating Trump by hand, you know, handily in the election. Mm-hmm. But it's ridiculous to even poll it at this point. You have to wait till it gets down to, okay, they're one-on-one, they're both attacking each other, they both have their cases. Mm-hmm. That's when people make decisions. They don't make decisions when there's a field of 20 people still remaining.
So here's the problem, though. We are only addressing one side of this issue. There are actually two storylines going on right now. And the second one, I think, may be more important, and nobody's seeing it.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
We'll get into that in here a second. Really excited to tell you about X-Chair. X-Chair turns out there at the Texas State Fair until it ends, which is in October 21st, I think, 2023. This fair runs forever. Forever. If you live anywhere in the area, you're going to the Texas State Fair. Here's what you need to do. You need to go find, and I think it's in the Centennial Building, you need to go find the X chair, and you need to sit in it. Because I can talk and talk and talk and talk, but until you sit in it, the number one response, because I talked to him at the fair, the number one response from people who are sitting in it is, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, this feels so good. When you sit in an X chair, you're going to have that moment. So sit in one or just try it out. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Nobody sends this chair back because it is what I say it is. 10 different adjustments, one to fit your budget, and they even have financing for as low as $29 a month. So do it now. XChairBeck.com. XChairBeck.com.
And go to blazetv.com. You also go to Glenn's YouTube and, of course, Facebook. Get the special on Ukraine Thursday night.
Pa- Pat Gray from Pat Gray Unleashed is joining us now. And Pat Gray Unleashed is available wherever you find your podcast. Also on the Morning Blaze, where it precedes this program. So
we get you to work on time every day with traffic and weather together every 8 minutes on the sevens. So we take
really?
Care of you.
Okay, that's
yeah,
weird.
We take care of you.
So Pat, why can't we just shoot people in the legs?
You know, I've often wondered that.
Yeah.
It would slow people down trying to break into our country illegally. Would
right.
it not? You shoot a few of them in the leg.
And if we can't shoot them, why don't we just build a moat and sick alligators on these people?
That's a great idea, because right. people would be afraid to cross the moat that way, wouldn't
right.
they?
Right.
I would be. And if you can't do either of those, what if we were to electrify the wall and put human flesh-piercing spikes at the top of it?
So, well, if it's electrified, why do you need the spikes?
I don't know. But
how about if we put the whole thing on spikes, and then it's like a giant mousetrap? If you start to come across and get to the wall, the whole wall just goes.
Wow, that's a good
and,
idea, too.
It comes down on you.
Now,
and
this wasn't apparently.
Spikes you like
a
Indiana Jones. Like yeah. Indiana Jones.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just saying, it
just
worked in Indiana Jones.
Booby-trap the wall.
Right. Big rock at the top starts rolling down at you.
Why can't we do that?
Right.
I mean, really, you could pull lots of stuff from the Indiana Jones
we
movies
could.
Yeah, could.
For the border if you wanted to do this.
Blow darts.
You have the snakes all over the place.
Yeah.
You have the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the bugs?
Oh, yeah, the big ones.
The guy who is ripping
Spiders.
Out the heart of people underground, maybe
have
that should
there.
Be the head of border security.
Right.
You know, have him set it all up. So ridiculous.
So anyway, what we're talking about, in case you haven't read this story, and I do believe this to be true, Donald Trump is talking about the different things that why can't, okay, you won't let us build a wall? Okay, why not build a moat and put alligators right. and snakes in it?
All right, why don't we shoot them in the leg and that'll be a real deterrent? It'll
would
slow
be a deterrent.
Down,
I will say
it would be.
I don't
it
know that
be.
That's legal, but it would be a deterrent. That,
why?
That
why can... can't the police, why can't, if you are breaking into a house and the police say stop and you don't stop, they don't have a right to shoot you in the leg, stop or I'll shoot.
Right. And they do yeah. sometimes.
Yeah, now you might as
I'm
well
not
just,
talking
just
about
track, get on a plane to Washington, Glenn, and get right. in the administration.
No. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this would be politically viable
no.
at all.
No.
But according to the New York Times, this was a conversation had weeks ago with the president and his team.
Mm-hmm.
Because the president's just tossing out ideas. Now, does this sound like him?
Yeah,
I think so.
I think this
I think
is why the guy, you know, they always say, it's like the guy at the end of the bar, you know, sitting in the stool at the end of the bar.
Right.
This is the kind of thing that a lot of people like about Donald Trump.
Yes.
They're just like, he's yes. like, all right, we can't build a wall. Alligator.
Just spitballing some stuff here.
Yeah.
Alligators in a moat.
Right.
All right, shoot him in the leg.
Electrify.
And, you know, there could be the... He's just Overton windowing them. Okay, you don't want to do any of those. We still have to secure the border. Let's just build the wall. How about that? Maybe that's what
it's
he's doing.
A negotiating tactic.
That's a negotiating
yeah.
tactic. He's a good negotiator.
I mean, he's good at... I will tell you this. That story about him with Tiffany's and getting the airspace, that's the kind of stuff he does.
Right.
He says, let's
yes.
do something.
That's an Overton window situation.
So, yes, yeah, so horrendous that everyone will say, okay, no, he's crazy enough. He just might do it. Let's give him that. Let's give him the wall. Let's give him the airspace. That is how he operates.
It is. I mean, is it? I mean, the story seems to make it appear that Donald Trump was actually proposing these issues as U.S. policy. Now, my guess is he's pissed off at his people for not getting the wall done, which he believes he should get done. And so he's, you know, he's turning it up to 11, right? Like, whether he's actually saying,
I don't think so. I think
he think he actually wants a moat.
No,
and,
I don't.
U.S. employees dumping buckets of snakes into
yeah,
a.
No,
like,
I don't.
Well, don't forget the alligator.
Sorry,
the
alligator.
I don't think that he has thought that all the way through. I think he's the kind of guy who is sitting in a meeting and everybody is telling him why it can't be done, why it can't be done, why it can't
and
be done.
And it's pissing him off.
It's pissing him off. And he's just like, okay, how about alligators? Not thinking it through. Just how about alligators and snakes? Why can't we electrify it? Why don't we put spikes on the top of it? I just think he just thinks out loud. And when somebody says, well, Mr. President, we can't do that.
That's illegal.
Well, I mean, because remember, he doesn't think. Why is it? Why? Okay, the snakes and the alligator is impractical. But electrifying the fence. Why is that so horrible? Why can't we do that?
Because the climate, anyway. So if you electrified it, they wouldn't climb it. They couldn't.
So why can't we electrify the fence? We can't
That would be seen as inhumane.
Well, first, exactly right. Well, but he doesn't care about people's perception is.
That's for sure.
He doesn't care.
What about the global warming impacts of electricity on all the time over that long wall?
He does not care.
You know how many species would fly? We would have a giant, I mean, like,
we'd have a barbecue every night at the fence. Just somebody has to take a stick or some non-conductive thing to pull that animal off of the fence, and then we can eat it.
Think about how that would reduce the number of people coming into the country illegally, though. An electrified fence would reduce illegal immigration.
And so I don't think he cares about what other people think or other people's other countries think. You're telling me now we can't build a fence. Fine. What else can we do?
I don't know. I mean, I tend to take... There's certain things that you just have to... You just have to not even entertain. And I feel like there's a certain level of reporting that comes out about these things. I'll wait for him to admit this. Bottom line is, Donald Trump, if he believes this stuff, will probably just blurt it out at the next rally. So, when he comes out and admits it, I'll start to... You know, we could... I mean, at this point, really...
I don't think he'd have much of a problem.
No, I don't think so either.
Admitting to these three ideas.
I don't think so either. In the atmosphere of there are no bad ideas. Let's just spitball. There are no bad ideas.
I don't know. I tend to think of it as more like he's pissed off that they're not getting his wall done. He's like, you know what? Put spikes on it. People are going to go. You know,
look, I ran on this. We've got to do something. And you're more not of
a,
doing
I
wanna, it.
I want a freak jury on this. I want a freak jury. We haven't done a freak jury in a long time.
Yeah.
I just want 12 cold calls. I want people to respond. Is this just him spitballing like the guy at the end of the bar going, well, why not? and not being married to it, not have been thinking it through for days, just sitting in the room going, why not? Why not? How about this? You keep saying no to this? Okay, how about this?
Well, that's
how about this?
That's sort of what I'm saying. I'm just saying I'm not saying he's not, it's not a legitimate, like he's not ready to draw up the bill. That would get the spikes paid for. I don't think that's
where he
is.
But
right?
He was spitballing, and he wasn't doing it for shock value. He wasn't doing it to make a point. I think he was just going, okay, well, you're not going to do that. Then how about this? How about this? How about this? And these are the ideas that seem like common sense because he doesn't care about what other people think.
Right.
He doesn't care.
Which is why he's in office in the first place.
Yes, because he doesn't care. And it is the reason why he is still the president of the United States today. The press just doesn't understand. He doesn't care. In fact, I think he kind of likes it when he is the underdog. You fight with him, he wants you to fight with him. He doesn't care.
He'd get bored if the media wasn't continually attacking. I think he'd really be bored by that.
I think we said that at one point really early on in the campaign. This guy would get bored with this because we thought that he would, you know, do the job that a president normally does. And it would be boring to him. He's a CEO that's like, get it done.
Yeah.
So let's take some calls. I'm going to take a quick break. You call us right now. Was this a bogus story? He never said it. Was this him trying to Overton window, just go crazy so everybody in the room thinks he's crazy? And they're like, okay, we better build the wall because he's going to put alligators down. Or do you think he's just like so tired and fed up and just like, well, what can we do? How about alligators? Used to work around castles. Why not now? 888-727-BECK.
What are the two choices? I don't know that I...
There's three.
I think there's three, right?
There's three.
Okay.
Yeah. There's...
Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Mm-hmm. One is he's Overton window. He doesn't mean any of these. He is playing a game
with
the people in the room. He's negotiating. Or is he just sitting in a room full of people that he's spitballing, and it's just an idea factory? He's not married to these ideas.
But he thinks legitimately our policy might be alligators and snakes in a
moat. If you won't build a wall,
seriously,
why don't we electrify a fence?
Or put alligators and snakes in a moat.
Yes.
Right. Are you thinking
it just popped into his head. He didn't think about this.
He was thinking it could be a legitimate U.S. policy.
Yeah, well, guys, okay, so why not have alligators in a moat?
Okay.
Okay, but Mr. President, fine. I mean, just it's a quick, momentary thought. Just blurts out whatever he's thinking at the time.
We got to have Bill O'Reilly on this on Friday, too.
We do.
He just wrote that book about Trump. What is it called again?
Yeah, the United States of Trump. Trump, yeah.
He's the guy, too. I wanted his vote on this freak jury.
Yeah.
Because he always thinks about these things and how Trump thinks. And I don't know. I'm kind of default is the media is just lying about it. But it does sound like him.
It does.
It absolutely does. I want to hear Nick DiPaolo on this, too.
Oh,
Nick DiPaolo's going to be on with us in a few minutes. All right, we're going to take your phone call, 888-727-BECK. We're going to do that right after we take a quick break to tell you about our sponsor. And our sponsor is Relief Factor. I want to tell you about Joan. Joan is a woman who fell in love with dance at the age of 3. And her younger years were filled with ballet studios and soaring music of Tchaikovsky. And she probably, God bless her parents, they probably bought way too many overpriced outfits for her. Anyway, she actually made it to the stage. And when it came time for her to retire, she turned around and began teaching. And she started teaching the next generation. And she did this for years. However, that comes with a price. She found herself paying for, you know, her ballet years with pain all the time. Then she heard about Relief Factor. She began taking it. Within a few weeks, the pain was gone. Every day now, Joan is dancing with her students, and she's never been happier. She got her life back, and so can you. 70% of the people who try Relief Factor find relief. It might be you. Get your life back now. For $19.95, you can get a 3-week quick start. Small risk for a potential lifetime without pain. If you want a drug-free, natural way to ease your pain and get your life back, go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right. Welcome to the program. Nick DiPaolo joins us in just a few minutes. I want to take your phone calls. Is the press making this story up about the president in a meeting saying, why don't we electrify the fence? Why don't we put spikes on a fence? Why don't we have alligators and snakes in a moat?
Why don't we shoot them in the leg?
Why don't we shoot them in the leg? I think he absolutely said these things, and I think he was just spitballing off the top of his head, not engaging, you know, just looking at a room of experts and saying, why not? And seeing the room fight about it. I think that's the way he does things. So the first question is, did he say it? And then was he spitballing, or is he Overton window or screwing with the press or the room? Brandon in Virginia, welcome to the program.
How you doing, man? Big fan.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think he absolutely said it, but like part B of the question, I think it was more trolling, not even the media, just the bureaucrats and the career politicians that are around him in the room that are go-to answer for everything is, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. So after giving them logical and reasonable answers and hearing no, no, no repeatedly, or reasons things can't work, just started throwing out just random cartoonish ideas to troll and watch them take it seriously, you know?
All right. Thank you. Michael in Tennessee. Did he say it?
Yeah, I think he probably said it.
Okay.
I know people who, you know, and I don't prescribe to this kind of thought, but who have actually said, you know, why don't we you cap a couple of them, and the rest of them will get the idea type of mentality.
Jeez. Wow. Yeah, okay. All right.
But we all know people who say everything. You think the president said that.
Are you there, Michael?
We lost
not yeah. there. Oh, yeah. So did the president yeah. mean it that way?
No, I don't think so. I think he says a lot just to get a reaction.
Trolling.
But okay. What he says, however, I think a lot of us prescribe to.
Okay. Roger in Oklahoma. Did the president say this?
Thank you for taking my call, Glenn.
Sure, you bet.
Speak to you guys.
Thank you.
I think it could be a combination of all three. as much as the media hates Mr. Trump, why wouldn't they put something out like this? And then, secondly, I think the other two, I agree with your other callers. A simple thing would just be put razor wire across the top of the whole thing, and mm-hmm. it works for prisons all over the country. I'm pretty sure it would work for a wall there that's 30 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Prison fences are only 10 feet tall.
Wait, this is the juror that says, I think both innocent and guilty is the way I would rule on that. Also, no trial, no contest.
You're there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not saying he's innocent or guilty. I'm saying that it could be any of those things.
Yeah, I think they're all possible.
Yeah, they're all possible.
He's got to be a man that is the most frustrated person on the planet.
Yeah.
He made the promise of putting up a wall. He had all kinds of senators and representatives buy into it. His base bought into it. And now, what is it, 60-some-odd percent or 70-some-odd percent of the country thinks we should have a wall? And yet the people that hold the purse strings won't do it.
Yeah, it's almost like Brexit, isn't it? Joe in Indiana. Joe, quickly, did the president do it?
He did, but what he did was he probably looked over at his colleagues, and you know how he just turns his head just a slight bit and pooches out his lips just a little bit, letting everybody know these guys are really stupid.
All right, thank you very much. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Generational debt due to library fees?
I thought they nixed library fees at most places now, knowing that.
I don't know how many people have, you know, said, sorry, kids. I've got nothing else to pass on to you because Little House on the Prairie, I checked out when I was in sixth grade and...
just forgot about it.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Controversial view here. Can I... unpopular opinion?
Oh, no.
Can I bring that up on this
program? Yeah, go ahead.
Why do we need libraries? What year is it? Is it 1470? What year do we need libraries?
Is everyone on high-speed internet?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you don't need high-speed internet to read a book. I got news for you. You need low-speed internet to read a book. And I'm not saying, like, libraries can exist all they want. They're just saying
seconds.
Public libraries. Why on earth is there a public library anymore? Certainly there should be no new ones built. Can we at least agree on that? There should be no new libraries built.
Only because I believe we're headed for a Tower of Babel kind of moment where all of our digital language is going to be confused.
But you're
going to
trust the government with it? Like, you want to have a private library? Glenn Beck can build a private library all he wants. There's plenty of private libraries all around America.
Well,
and everyone's got access to every book that's ever been written online. Like, do we really need... I mean, the public library at this point is ridiculous. Amen. Elect me. Vote for me.
Well, my kids go to a public library. Thank
That's
you
dumb.
Very much.
That's dumb. Your kids are dumb. Oh, vote for me.
Wow. Nick DiPaolo next.
Entertainment and
Stu has just come out with his anti-library rant. He thinks a whole library, public libraries, should be abolished.
Yes.
And he was very worried that, you know, this rant was going to upset me because I'm a big lover of books and libraries. And
no, don't really care.
I just don't care. All right. We have the President of the United States suggesting that we dig a moat on our southern border Some say he didn't say it. I think he did say it, whether he was saying it in jest or because that's just this guy. I don't know, but I'm sure Nick DiPaolo has something to say about it. We'll check in with Nick here in just a second. A look at the news, a look at culture, and what the hell is happening to our country coming up in just a second. First, let me take 1 minute to tell you about our sponsor. It's MyPillow. And if you want to know one of the best words in the English language, it is the word free. Not when somebody in the government says it, because they're lying to you. Nothing is free. Nothing in life is free. You're going to pay for it in taxes. You'll pay for that library. It's not a free public library. You are paying for it. But when a company like MyPillow says it's free, hey, you should perk up here and listen. Right now, you can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials, you're going to see some amazing offers, including their buy one, get one free. If you buy one pillow, you'll get the other one free with the promo code Beck. That's the kind of free that is really, really good. Don't forget, use the promo code Beck and you'll get one free if you buy one. MyPillow. The products all come with 60-day money-back guarantee, a 10-year warranty. Even better, if you pre-order a copy of Mike Lindell's new book, your entire order will ship for free. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on new radio listener specials. Get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one pillow, get one free. Enter the promo code Beck and call 800-966-3117. 800-966-3117. Enter the promo code Beck. So, Nick DiPaolo is a very funny comedian. If you're easily offended, he is not the comedian for you. He has a breath of fresh air. It's his special, available to watch for free at nickdip.com. He has been nominated for Emmys. He has written for Chris Rock. He is really, truly one of the icons in comedy. But I don't know how he survives because he is so very politically incorrect. Oh, welcome to it, Nick DiPaolo. How are you?
Good, Mr. Beck. How are you?
Good. So I just want to ask you your opinion on this. Donald Trump, it's being reported today that Donald Trump said, okay, so you won't build the wall. Well, why don't we just build a fence and electrify it? And they said, Mr. President, we can't do that. Well, why don't we just put big spikes on the top of the wall that will impale them? We can't do that, Mr. President. Well, why don't we just shoot them in the leg if they start to come across? We can't do that, Mr. President. Okay, then how? Why don't we just dig a moat and put snakes and alligators in it? Did he say this?
Of course he said it.
Of course he said it. Yes,
and why is it controversial? That's what I don't get. I think he's a fan of mine. I suggested all this in Breath of Fresh Air. I said, how can you have a discussion about an invasion into your country without bringing up lethal force? To build a wall is stupid when we have flamethrowers, machine guns, tanks. That's what I said. And I said, you
know, probably is a big fan of yours.
I got two words for you. Landmines. not ones like World War One that they were outlawed after that, but tiny ones that'll just take a foot off or something. but then, you know, you're going to have to watch a guy cutting your lawn using a leaf blower with a limp. So that's right. Going to be disturbing.
Right. Okay,
but
good.
If you're going to build a wall, okay, he actually, do you remember this? This is the best thing Trump ever said. They said, the press said, well, a wall is medieval. And he said, well, the wheel is medieval. We're still using that.
Yeah.
Which is true. So he should compromise. Build the wall out of wheels. But that's not going to work because then the hubcaps are going to be missing on the other side.
Okay.
After we're gonna have.
All right. See, this is what I mean.
Oh,
I don't know how you.
I
don't know how you make it. I mean, it's perfectly harmless. It's comedy. It's the way it always has been.
All right.
But I don't know how you make it in today's world.
Glenn, look. Okay, you can't shoot somebody if that's too medieval. Then come up with something else. A super soaker filled with cat urine. You see what I'm saying? There's a million ways to go about this. And if you're going to build the wall, get original with it. Here's my idea. Make it look like the Green Monster at Fenway Park. It's about 40 feet high. Got those seats at the top. You put all the militia up there with their rifles. every time an illegal, you know, gets taken down, there's a guy on the board that has to put a one up manually. Trump just put up a crooked number on the bottom of the knife.
So you know who you remind me of? I mean, Donald Trump.
Chucky Green.
No, you know who you remind me of? The new president of Ukraine. You know, he's a guy just like you. He was a comedian. He was Jon Stewart. And when he ran, he had no debates. He didn't push forward any policies.
Right.
He was just saying things like what you're saying now. And people were like, you know what? I think this government is so corrupt and such a joke. I think this guy might actually be good. And it's turning out that he might be.
That's a great segue. I'm about to announce I'll be running in 2020.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to be on Pete Buttigieg's ticket.
Really?
I'll pretend to think like him, and then I'll strangle him when I get in a room. But no, Mike Pence already called me, and I think this might go down.
This might go down. Okay.
Oh, he loves me, Pence.
Yeah, you know, I think the top of the ticket might love you, but Mike Pence might. I don't see Mike Pence in your show, anywhere in the audience.
No.
Could you please stop smoking that fake cigarette?
It's not fake. It's real. I just didn't light it out of respect for you. There's something smells in the studio today, like a dog died in the wall or something. I don't know.
Right.
It's like a cemetery in Ukraine. It's filthy, stinking in
so
here.
Why don't you
can't light this.
So why don't you light it if you're...
Because that'll cause the sprinklers to... It's like Wrigley Field. I'll get soaked and then you'll have a good laugh.
Okay. All right.
My manager's giving me crap with these headphones. It says it makes me look old that I'm you. And I'm like, did you see Glenn Beck? Makes me look like, he looks like Kenny Rogers that got stung by bees. What are you talking about? I was in your favorite part of the world. Do we have to go to break? Do I have time?
No, you have time.
I went to Salt Lake City, one of your favorite places. I've never been to a cleaner place. It was freaking me out. I walked around after the show downtown looking for cigarette butts. I became obsessed. Litter. I actually spit and I took a hanky out and wiped it off the sidewalk. It was like being in my mother's living room after she got a new rug and new furniture.
It is so uncomfortable. Yeah, it is a little like the place where they would put the plastic covers over the park benches.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was, and the crowds were very white, whiter than the Osmond's teeth. It was very very. I love it. Is my point. It was like being in a Bush beer commercial with those mountains and stuff. I would move there tomorrow, Glenn.
I would too.
You love it there. They said you're there all the time.
Yeah, I love it. I have a place up in the mountains, and so what did he just say?
A mistress?
Yeah. I get all my mistresses in Salt Lake City. But I love it there. And, you know, the problem is it's becoming so high tech and all the people from California are moving in. And just like Texas, they're going to wreck it. They're just going to wreck it.
Put up a wall. Those mountains ain't enough. Alligators.
You know, I was going to say, or alligators. I wonder if there's mountain alligators. Let me take a quick break because I want to talk to you about the climate change craziness that is going on and how we're all not supposed to eat meat. And yet there's a new study out that says, hey, by the way, everything we said about meat is wrong. We'll get to that here in just a second. Let me tell you about X-Chair. Is just this awesome chair. They actually are at the state fair here in Texas, which if you've never been to the state fair in Texas, you have not been to a state fair. Except the one year I missed it was the year that Big Tech's caught on fire. We have this, how big is Big Tech's? Like 40 feet, 50 feet, something like that? Just this gigantic robotic cowboy who's like, hi, welcome to the state fair. And he's been there since, I don't know, the 40s or whatever. Well, he caught on fire and the kids were running screaming, Big Texas on fire. Anyway, if you've never been, you have to go because it's just a great fair. But X-Chair is there at the state fair. And I was just talking to them yesterday and they said the number one response that everybody, when they sit in the chair, they're like, oh, my gosh, I've never said anything like this. You have to experience it. So if you're anywhere where you can go sit in an X-Chair, go do that. But the X-Chair is completely different. It is, you know, it's the, it is, you know, what is the Herman Miller chairs? They're the ones who did the mesh chair and they're fine, but this has taken it to a new level from those Herman Miller chairs. And I think the Herman Miller chairs are overpriced, but that's a different thing. X chair. Right now, you can get it for $100 off. Just go to xchairbeck.com. That's xchairbeck.com or call 844-4XCHAIR. Go to xchairbeck.com right now and use the promo code Beck. You're going to receive a free set of the new X wheels with your chair. It's xchairbeck.com. Now, with financing, you can get it as low as $29 a month at xchairbeck.com. 10-second break for station ID. Okay, so I can't keep up with what food is good for you, what food is bad for you. All these people have been saying that meat, that humans shouldn't be eating meat. Then please explain my incisors. It makes no sense. I mean, right?
You still have your incisors?
Yeah, right here you have them too, don't you? Just...
So I guess you didn't do cocaine in the 80s. I guess.
No, all my teeth haven't fallen out yet. You know, we're animals. We're animals. And to say that you shouldn't be eating meat, now maybe not as much meat or whatever, but all things in moderation. What are your thoughts on the new put meat out of business because it's bad for you and bad for the environment versus, no, not really. All those studies were wrong.
We've had conflicting news on food and what's good, what's bad. If we're a fat country, if we're... I'm getting mixed signals. I saw Bloomberg on the internet a few months ago going, for the first time in the history of this planet, more people are dying from obesity than starvation. And I'm like, okay, what's your point? That's called progress. Would you rather die because you ate too many quarter pounders or because you were a quarter pounder? You know?
Right.
Here's my... If that's true, more people are dying from obesity than starvation, then we're going to have to change those commercials you see late at night on TV with the little kid in the desert eating a bowl of mushroom flies all over you. We're going to have to replace him with a 400-pound Green Bay Packers fan in his recliner with chicken wings on his lap, barbecue sauce in his hair.
And if, just $5 a month will help him not eat.
For just $5 a month, you can buy this fat pig a treadmill.
Right.
And for another 20 cents, a head of cabbage. He hasn't seen roughage since the Hoover administration. Look at him. He's got whipped cream on the bridge of his nose. There's all this conflicting stuff. Then they come on. I don't know if we're a fat country or not. I see these commercials late at night. 1 in 3 Americans goes to bed hungry every night. Why? Stop off at the fridge on the way to the bedroom, stupid. I mean... What? One in 5 Americans doesn't know where the next meal is coming from. Yeah, neither do I. Could be Dine and Dash, could be Wendy's, could be Tony Roma's. I mean, you know, I'm not supposed to eat carbs. I'm not supposed to eat meat. I'm not supposed to have, salt. I'm down to, you know what I had last night at dinner? Cauliflower and Skittles.
I don't think Skittles should be in there either. I don't know if you know that.
Well, tell that to Marshawn Lynch, the former running back that he grew up on.
Have you tried this, the Impossible Burger?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried that yet?
Yes, it tasted like cat.
Wait, you know what cat tastes like?
Yes, I do. I spent some time in Korea.
Yeah, okay, so did you try it at a restaurant or did you try it at Burger King?
I got the recipe online. I try to recreate it. I used weeds, green onions, and dirt. And it tastes like the same Whopper that it always did.
Right.
What a lie that is. Are you really going to Burger King because you want to eat healthy? You tub of lard. Oh, this is delicious. What are you kidding me? Who wants a burger that's made out of, come on.
You know, the Burger King burger is bad, but where did we have them here, Stu?
Hopdoddy was the place.
Local place here that we've had them, and they're actually really good. And my feeling on meat is if you can make it taste and really taste and have the texture of meat, I don't really care. I don't care if it's made out of Skittles or grass.
You sound
or
like
beef.
A serial killer. That was very creepy. I don't care what meat tastes like. No, I put some A1 sauce on a girl's leg. I'm telling you, it's delicious. That was very creepy.
Hey, did you see?
I love it, meat.
Yeah. Did you see that the Swedish Church of Sweden, I think it is.
I can already say no to this.
Came out and said that the girl Greta Thunberg or whatever her name was.
Thunberg, get it right. I love her.
Do you love her?
No,
she has been the Church of Sweden has just come out and said that she is the reincarnation or something of Christ. She's the successor of Christ. The church came out and said that.
That might be true, because every time I see her on TV, I go, Jesus Christ. I don't, you know, did we talk about her yet?
I don't think
show?
So. I don't
because,
think so.
Because what a ray of sunshine she is. Huh?
Oh, my gosh. My,
she makes Hillary look likable. here's a story you didn't hear about her. Her parents took her to Chuck E. Cheese to celebrate her 10th birthday. 5 minutes after they left, the clown shot himself in the mouth.
Right. So who's at fault here? The parent, the media, the school, her? What?
The parent. The parents. I'm serious. That's considered to me child abuse. She lost her innocence. Most girls, you know, most young kids are losing their innocence to like seeing pornography on the internet. She lost her innocence to what, you know, studying satellite maps on the Weather Channel. She's she sees a funnel cloud and she's, you know, on the OxyContin 5 minutes later. This is an unhealthy little girl.
But the,
I'm
but
telling
the
you.
Whole isn't the whole society unhealthy when you have, I mean, you have Gavin Newsom saying that he was humiliated by the president on climate change.
What in this guy, he can imagine the gall on him saying that he runs that state that is the laughing stock. There's people camping out all over the sidewalks and stuff. Yeah, he excoriated the United States and United States is only one of three countries who actually grew their economy last year and reduced carbon emissions. He didn't even bring up China or India. Have you ever seen people going to work in China on the news? You don't see that many surgical masks watching a MASH marathon on TBS. You know, and they had to cancel Little League in China this summer. The fly balls weren't coming back. They were sticking in that cream cheese they call oxygen. And, you know, you see, like, squirrels with oxygen tanks. That place is horrible.
Yeah.
And he's yelling at the United States, and he doesn't even, you know, 60, I think it's 50% of Chinese people smoke. And I figured out why, Glenn. They need a filter in their mouth.
Right. Can you look this up, Stu? Can you look up the deal the banks just signed on? The global banks just signed on to some climate treaty to where they're not going to borrow money or lend money to people who are not in line with the UN climate treaties. Can you look this up?
How about India? He didn't even bring up India. India has not only over a billion people, a billion cows. Now, cow flatulence apparently is helping cause
right. They say it's warming. They say it's the number one cause of climate climate gas.
And India has like two cows for every person. So tell President Modi to throw some Maalox in those oats. I mean, after these cows eat, you ever hear them? About an hour later, it sounds like a Louis Armstrong solo for 30 minutes. You know, so.
When's the last time you were around cows?
I have a timeshare in Calcutta. It's a beautiful life.
Yeah. Really?
Gavin Newsom. I notice Gavin, he's yelling at, you know, I notice India doesn't have to have an app. They have less dung in their cow fields than Gavin Newsom does in his sidewalks in California. I don't think New Delhi has a crap app to tell you how to get around the dung.
let me change the subject here before we run out of time. Idaho.
My career?
Idaho must pay. By the way, you're listening to Nick DiPaolo. You can find him at Nick Dip. He has a show there, but what he really has is fantastic that you should watch. If you're not easily offended, if it takes a lot for you to be offended,
yes.
You still might be offended.
I'm getting hate mail from serial killers about my special.
NickDip.com. He's got his comedy special on. Let me take you to Idaho. Idaho has to now pay for the inmate who wants to switch gender. They have to pay for that surgery, according to the Ninth Circuit Court. Your thoughts?
There's a few states, I guess, where your taxpayer money's going to go for people transitioning. First, it upset me. Then I said, okay, if you're going to do that, I have a say in how you look when you transition. You know what I'm saying? If I have skin in the game, I'm going to say where that skin goes and what it looks like. If I'm buying a pizza, I get to pick the toppings. So I'm going to start with, you know, a big chest, a heart-shaped bottom, high cheekbones, pouty lips. As far as the actual genitalia, as Obama said, that's above my pay grade. I'll let you guys figure that out, okay? But right. I'm just saying.
All right. Nick DiPaolo from nickdip.com. Nickdip.com. If you like to laugh and it is... and you are tired of hearing people edit themselves? He doesn't. NickDip.com.
Can I just say one thing? Please subscribe to my YouTube page, people. We've added 84,000 followers in about 7 months.
That's so great.
Get on the train and please subscribe. Thank you, Glenn. You are the best, my friend.
All right. USCCA knows that when it comes to protecting yourself and your family, who's the person you trust most? Who is the person you trust most? You should answer you, because you have a right to defend yourself and a responsibility to defend those who are in your care. That means you're not waiting around for somebody else to show up. It means arming yourself, as is your constitutional right, but also being educated and knowing about the handgun or the rifle that you have that you're going to use. You have to know how to use them, how to deal with everything else that surrounds them. Right now, the USCCA is giving you 7 free chances to win $1,000 so you can experience the industry-leading education and training that you heard me talk about. They offer classes like defensive shooting fundamentals, concealed carry and home defense fundamentals, and countering the mass shooter threat. But you need to be armed and educated. So just let them introduce themselves to you. All you have to do is text the word Glenn to 87222. They're going to just... get you into a drawing. You have 7 chances of winning $1,000 right now. Glenn, text that word, G-L-E-N-N, to 87222.
All right, if you want to cut through all of the craziness going on and the complications around this Ukraine scandal, it's all going to be explained tomorrow night on the big special. Go to blazetv.com, use the promo code Glenn.
Tonight on the Blaze TV at 5 o'clock on my program, I'm going to be talking about Hunter Biden's business deals in China. This is much worse than anything in Ukraine that Joe Biden did. Last night we did the Ukrainian update and told you exactly what Joe Biden was doing in Ukraine. Tonight, we talk to you about China, and then tomorrow, we get ready for our special, which airs everywhere at 9:30 Eastern tomorrow night. It's our Scandal Explained, Ukraine, the Democrats, Russia. We will explain to you what's really going on, and I want you to understand that there's two levels of this. There's the level of let's destroy Donald Trump by making this scandal into something. But I don't think that's the real goal. The real true goal is misdirection and discrediting anyone who says anything about Ukraine, and not even Joe Biden. I really, truly believe the Democrats would throw Joe Biden to the wolves at this point rather than have any of this stuff exposed in Ukraine. People have gone to jail in Ukraine for trying to influence the American election, and we'll explain who those people are, what they do, and show you the evidence. That's just one small piece of this special tomorrow night. The second part of the goal, I think, of the Democrats on this is to discredit and call anyone a conspiracy theorist on anything in Ukraine. They're already doing it. They're destroying great journalists. They're contradicting their own work and their own words in the press. And they're saying this has already been vetted. There was nothing there. That's not true. That is not true. tonight, we're going to talk about China. And we told you about Ukraine, but what China did, it's not just the massive amounts of money changing hands, and it is massive. But Hunter Biden was profiting from companies actively trying to steal from and gain a competitive advantage over the U.S. Now, I told you that Joe Biden, right after he was sworn in, Hunter Biden decided to go into international private equity, something that he had zero experience in. He went into this along with John Kerry's stepson, Christopher Hines, and Kerry's former campaign finance manager, Devon Archer. Together, they started this company called Rosemont Seneca Partners. Now, at the same time that Joe Biden met with President Hu in Washington, the Chinese president, as part of a nuclear security summit, Hunter Biden was in China with his two Rosemont Seneca partners, meeting with executives from the biggest banks in China and its sovereign wealth and social security funds. Well, that's a neat little coincidence. They have no experience, none. And they're meeting with the biggest banks and the sovereign and social security funds directors. Joe Biden met with Chinese officials a year later at the U.S.-China Strategic and Economic Dialogue in Washington. Then 2 weeks later, Hunter Biden and his partners meet in Taiwan with the same Chinese financial giants they met with in China the year before, plus some new ones. Hunter Biden's firm, Rosemont Seneca, partnered with another firm called the Thornton Group. Now, the Thornton Group's Asia website reported on the meeting and posted the photos online. They just didn't post it on any of the English language versions of their site. So most people have never seen the photos that we'll show you tonight. Rosemont Seneca was less than 2 years old at that point. So how did they get this kind of access to the biggest financial names and firms in China? December 2013, Joe Biden traveled to China on an extended official trip. With him on board Air Force Two was Hunter Biden. They were greeted by a red carpet delegation and children bringing flowers. While President Biden was meeting with President Xi for over 5 hours, covering, quote, every single topic in the U.S.-China relationship, while Joe did his thing, Hunter was mostly out of sight and nobody reported on where he was. But he was busy signing a deal between Rosemont Seneca and the Bank of China just 10 days after the Biden's trip pretty much, you know, gives it away that maybe there was some things going on together. The most powerful institution in China, which is controlled by the government of China, go into a joint venture with this tiny little company called Rosemont Seneca. Now think about this. This is the government-owned Chinese bank. It was funding a business that it co-owned with the son of the U.S. vice president and the son of the U.S. secretary of state. And since the Bank of China is government-owned, it means that business is completely intertwined with communist government's goals. But don't worry about that. How did they get this deal that even Goldman Sachs couldn't get? They got a deal that gave them $1.5 billion in Chinese government money. And they can invest it any way they want. Now, so you know, no other company had such an arrangement with China. No other company. Now, the first thing they did was they invested in the Chinese General Nuclear Power Corporation. This is a Chinese government-owned nuclear power company that sold off a stake of the company to outside investors. The problem was that this company was under investigation in the U.S. for stealing nuclear secrets. But they bought it anyway, with Joe Biden's son knowing this? At the time, we had paid informants in the U.S. that were smuggling secrets out to China for this group. So while the FBI probe was going on, the sons of Vice President and Secretary of State owned a stake in this company that was being investigated. And even after the arrests were made, Rosemont Seneca didn't alter its relationship. So in other words, they were fine. Just weather the storm. But they were convicted. This company was convicted of stealing secrets against the U.S. Next, they bought a gigantic military contractor in China that makes fighter planes, bombers, and drones. This is their Lockheed Martin. And this company was purchased 49% of this company, the Joe Biden company. Then they went to the United States and said, let's buy an American company as well. This is a manufacturer here in the United States that makes very specific things, an anti-vibration technology. And this is stuff that is known by the State Department as dual use, which means the technology can also have a military application. Because of that, you have to have any sale approved by the Committee on Foreign Investment because it has national security implications. Well, according to one journalist, the U.S. intelligence community has long recognized the Chinese government is committed to acquiring Western machine tool technology, especially the kind of technology where it's difficult to distinguish between civilian and military use of the equipment. They knew exactly what they were getting into. They formed this partnership and they bought this company. Now this U.S. technology is in their stealth bomber in China. This is not about Donald Trump. This is not about anything other than the American people should know this story. Even if there's no criminal activity here, this is wrong. And do you really believe that if Don Jr. was cutting these kinds of deals, that the media wouldn't be all over it, that this wouldn't be an impeachable offense? Because I personally think the one in China definitely is. But they didn't impeach Vice President Biden. They didn't even call for it. They said nothing to see here. Now, I told you there's two goals. One, get rid of Donald Trump. But the bigger goal is to call anybody who talks about this stuff a conspiracy theorist. It is well documented. And on tomorrow's program, we will lay out not what Joe Biden was doing in Ukraine, but what the Democrats have been doing in Ukraine. This one they care about deeply, because this exposes them and it exposes the Russian collusion investigation as a setup. You can believe it or not, but what you cannot dismiss are the facts of the case. Tomorrow, I'm not going to give you a bunch of stuff that we may know. We're going to give you the things that we do know. Those facts we will give to you so you can look them up on your own, because no one in the media is going to do this. The media is busy discrediting people. Please watch our special tomorrow. We ask that you would sign up for the Blaze. Your Blaze subscription helps us pay for things like this because we're giving this special away for free. But we ask that you would join us and help us. Just join the Blaze by going to blazetv.com/Glenn. That's blazetv.com/Glenn. I'm laying this whole thing out about China out on the chalkboard tonight. Then tomorrow we're doing a special Blaze only viewers kind of behind the scenes. So we're going to get into a little bit of it before the special, which will go coast to coast on all platforms Thursday. That's tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. Ukraine, the scandal explained, the Democrats, Russia. You'll be able to find that on Facebook and on our YouTube page. That's tomorrow night at 9:30. Join us with the Blaze. Become a member now. Go to blazetv.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn and save 10%.
One quick kind of breaking campaign update here, Glenn. Bernie Sanders last night, apparently after the campaign event, had some chest discomfort, had a medical evaluation and had blockage in one artery, had two stents inserted, and they are canceling events and appearances until further notice. So
he may be out.
I mean, it's possible they're kind of downplaying and saying, he's going to be resting up for a few days, but you know, we don't know further than that. But that's, I mean, basically overnight had, heart surgery, right? That's a pretty pretty significant development in the campaign.
Yeah, we'll get to that, and I want to talk about the campaign finances and who's raising funds and the latest on Elizabeth Warren coming up in just a second. First, let me tell you about Joan. It was a woman who fell in love with ballet when she was 3. This is just like my daughter, and my daughter works so hard on it, and that is, I mean, you are an athlete. If you are a ballet dancer, you are an athlete. And so she has spent her whole youth in a ballet studio and working and working and working. Well, when the time came for her to retire from the stage, she turned right around and she began teaching that love that she had to the new generation of little girls who just wanted to be ballet artists. Well, dancing, anybody who is in ballet, even my daughter who is still young, is like, ow, it comes with a price. And she found herself paying every day in the form of constant pain until she found Relief Factor. When Joan started taking it, within a few weeks, the pain was all gone. Now she dances with her students again, and she's never been happier. She got her life back, and so can you. If you're in pain, please try Relief Factor. It's a natural way to ease your pain and get your life back. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, who do you believe anymore, honestly? I mean, can you believe the Justice Department? Eric Holder is now coming out. He's saying crazy things about Bill Barr and the Republicans. He said that it was a reality, I'm quoting, a reality that the Republicans will cheat in the 2020 elections by trying to move polling places and a whole variety of things.
And then they say we're conspiracy theorists.
Right.
They're all saying that Stacey Abrams won the governor. She was the real winner of the governor in Georgia. Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder now saying this is an illegitimate election. And they're going to cheat in these elections. Where were these people? Do you remember in 2016 when they came out and they kept saying over and over again that Donald Trump, if he lost, was going to say this wasn't legitimate. It's going to overturn our democracy. This is a fundamental challenge to our democracy. Over and over and over again, we heard that. And now, because Hillary Clinton lost and she's doing all the same things she predicted Trump would do, it's totally fine. That's an amazing realization when you realize that these things that they say in the moment mean nothing.
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 They don't believe any of them. They don't believe any of them. When they come out and they say, oh, well, you know what? This rhetoric is going to cause mass shootings. And then when one of Bernie's people goes out and does that, well, that just doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. Now, I don't think it should apply to either side. As we made the case for, you know, when people cite ridiculous right-wing theories and left-wing theories, it's not the theories. Ideas don't make people kill people. People are responsible for their own freaking actions. This is the United States. Okay, you do something, you're responsible for it, not someone you heard on the radio, not someone's book you read. None of that is applicable. But they will argue that it's absolutely Donald Trump's fault when they think they can apply it to Donald Trump. And if it applies to one of their people, they just absolutely abandon the argument for that day. And nobody seems to care.
Well, nobody seems to care because I don't think anybody's listening to it anymore. Everybody is just
I hope
like,
you're right.
I don't care what they say. I don't. I mean, that's the way I feel. That's the way my friends are. They just, they're just sick of it all. Just sick of it all.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Really an important thing that Stephen was talking about. We're very concerned about being throttled tomorrow, and that's why we're building the Blaze, and we really would like your help in doing that. We'll talk more about it later. Let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour. It is Relief Factor. This is a company that has changed the lives for millions of Americans. The amount of pain that they have had has dramatically changed and changed their quality of life, and they couldn't do the things that they loved, but now they can. Now they can because they're taking Relief Factor. 70% of the people who try Relief Factor, 100% drug-free, created by doctors, they get their life back. Their pain is greatly reduced. Mine has been greatly reduced. I feel like I got my life back. I feel the best I've felt in 6 years. Now, you can try their three-week quick start for only $19.95. So if you're in pain, you don't have anything to lose. You have your life to gain. You want a drug-free and natural way to ease your pain, get your life back, go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Big developments today with the election. Bernie Sanders had heart surgery last night, emergency heart surgery. It went well. He's alive. But what is this going to mean for the campaign? And Elizabeth Warren will go into that when we come back. So some big news breaking today, and that is Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders had blocked arteries and had to have surgery last night. It looks like he is out off of the campaign trail. Could be for up to a month. They say until further notice, they're canceling all events for Bernie Sanders. What does this mean for his campaign? Is anybody going to vote for a 78-year-old guy who was just in for heart surgery? We go there in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So I'm excited to tell you about X Chair because I sit in an X Chair every day and I absolutely love it. This is the most comfortable chair that you can get for your home or your home office or your office away from home. When you sit in an X chair, it just feels different. And Stu knows because there are 10 different adjustments on this chair. But he sat in it for what? How many weeks, Stu? Where it was just at the factory settings.
Months.
Yeah, months. Mm-hmm. He didn't know how to adjust it. He didn't think about adjusting it.
It was comfortable. I didn't need to adjust it.
Right.
Seemed fine.
And he sits in it. And one day I'm moving something around in my chair. And he looks at me and says, "What are you doing?" Like, "I'm adjusting the variable lumbar support." "Wait, how do you do that?" "Wait, you haven't done that?" It's comfortable just when you sit in it the first time. Then when you customize it to you, it's fantastic. Now they have financing as low as $29 a month. You can get an X chair for $100 off right now. Just go to xchairbeck.com. That's xchairbeck.com. They have a chair for all budgets. And all sizes. It's X-Chair, 844-4X-Chair, 844-4X-Chair. Or go to xchairbeck.com. Use the promo code Beck and you'll receive a free set of the new X-Wheels with your chair. It's xchairbeck.com, promo code Beck. So it is fascinating to me to look at the fundraising dollars and to look at some of the polls and how Elizabeth Warren is doing really well. And if you look at those polls and then you see that Bernie Sanders had a blockage last night, had to have emergency surgery in the middle of the night, He is now going to be laid up for we don't know how long. He is doing fine, but I think this is going to dramatically impact his campaign and could take a lot of his people away to go to Elizabeth Warren. And especially if he endorses, if he drops out and endorses Elizabeth Warren, she is the front runner for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We have Jeff Fisher, who is all about blockages.
I mean, who among us, Glenn, who among us doesn't have a stint or two?
Right.
Go among us.
You almost died from yours.
Thanks for reminding me, but yes.
Yes, you did. You almost
10
died.
10 months ago, yeah.
Most people die from it.
That's correct.
You, for some reason, God kept you alive. But it really is incredible.
With all the things he's done to his body.
It is one of those things where you, when you first hear it, you go, there is no God.
It can make you doubt. It can bring up doubts.
It's like, that guy? You didn't take that guy?
But you remember the plans are mysterious.
Right.
You don't always understand them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
This is fascinating, though, Glenn. So last night, Bernie Sanders is at a campaign event. They say he has chest pain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the campaign kind of just blurts out this statement this morning. Hey, Bernie had chest discomfort, had two stents put in overnight. We're canceling all events. For the foreseeable future, was it? It was some term like that, or an undetermined amount of time. It's not like he'll be back in a couple of weeks. The only thing they threw in there to try to downplay it was he'll be resting for the next few days. But here, I would like to get your opinion on this, Jeffy. Like, I have a friend who had a scheduled heart surgery that recently happened, and he knew about it 3 months in advance. He knew the day it was going to happen. He knew how long he was supposed to be out, which was a couple of weeks. Yeah. He's a younger, healthy guy.
And it was really to try to fix a problem that was not like a blockage. It was something that could develop into problems.
Right, exactly. Okay. That's one kind of heart surgery. Your kind of heart surgery is on the other end of this, which is like you're having chest pain. They come to your house. Holy crap. Get him into surgery.
You're having a heart attack. Get him out of here now.
And yes. This is the Bernie brand of it, right?
Yes, absolutely it is. They take you. I mean, you're having heart chest pain and they say, that's a heart attack. Yes. And they get you to the hospital and you get surgery right then.
So what he had when he had chest pains, he most likely had a heart attack.
He was probably experiencing a heart attack.
Heart attack, right then. Yeah. Because that's what the blockage used to be, that's what we used to just say was a heart attack. You were blocked and then your heart would stop eventually and you'd just die.
Drop over. Yeah,
right,
that's
okay.
It.
So for a campaign, first of all, obviously we all hope Bernie's okay. I mean,
it
goes without saying.
Yeah.
But beyond that to the campaign part of this, if the scheduled minor heart surgery is a couple of weeks, you were out for, I mean, before you were like, not just up and out of bed, but like functional, I'm back on a campaign trail level schedule.
Right.
How long would that have taken you?
Month and a half, maybe two, right? I mean, you're looking at, you're looking at up and running and working and being productive. That's a good month or two.
Right?
If you're in top-notch shape. Which, you know, obviously I am.
Yeah, you are.
Unlike others.
Oh, no, you're an athlete.
But thank you.
Yeah.
For instance, Mick Jagger, 75 years old, had the stents put in, and he was out for, a couple of months, and working out with a heavy workout schedule to get back on doing on tour, which is what Bernie would be doing.
Yeah, basically
right?
the same type of...
A couple of months, 2-3 months, yeah.
We joke that you're 147 years old, but you're considerably younger than Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Sanders at 78. Now, he's got a debate in 2 weeks, which you have to think right off the bat, there's no way he's participating in, right? That's a first huge
what
development.
What does it feel like, Jeffy? Are you just tired all the time? What does it
feel
like?
You don't have any energy. You're down. You're trying to get. You're trying to be alert.
Why is that? Because you would think that you would be better if they took. When you take an engine and you blow all the carbon out and you clean an engine all up, it immediately starts to run really well. Why don't you feel
your body,
better?
I mean, your body is running well, but your body has just taken a beating, right? I mean, it's taken a big beating of saying you almost died.
Yeah. Okay.
Blood stopped everywhere. They take a. You know, they're. The way they get to your heart now is through your groin area and come up into your heart. I don't know if you know that, but that doesn't feel well.
I imagine. That's just masochism from the doctors. They could totally go another way. They're like, no, we're going through the groin. Yeah.
Why can't you go through the neck? It's closer to the heart.
So obviously there's major, and this is a major development. First of all, yes, are you going to vote for a guy who's already having the issues with age at 78 and then has a heart surgery on top of it? How long does it take him to get back? We're only a few months away from Iowa. There are reports that he has now canceled all spending on ads in Iowa.
I'd be hard pressed to believe that he makes the debate.
In 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way.
Because if he does make the debate and he looks ill at all, it will completely kill it.
Right. But on the other hand, if he makes the debate and looks good,
then that might
save him.
Might push back some of those concerns. But I mean, that's you're risking a lot there.
You sure
are. Can I ask you what all of our wives, and your wife has been trying to kill you for years, Jeffy, but what would all of our wives say? If we said, I've got a debate in 2 weeks, what would all of our wives say?
No, shut up. You're not going anywhere.
You're not going.
Thing.
You're not going.
No, I mean, can he miss a debate and still be competitive?
Yeah.
Probably, right? I mean, if he were to come back in a month and it was completely fine, I don't think missing one debate would completely derail the campaign.
But, I don't think he was competitive in the first place.
Well, I mean, still, there's a national pullout today that still has him right with Warren in second place. He is to say that he has a base of support that doesn't seem to move all that much.
Yeah, it doesn't grow.
They're very loyal to him.
Yeah, it doesn't grow. It doesn't get smaller. But if he signs that over Elizabeth Warren.
If you're Elizabeth Warren, all right, if I come in and talk, Bernie?
Yeah.
I mean, she's at the hospital talking to him. You know, maybe you ought to drop out. It's best for your health.
Look, if he were to drop out today and say Elizabeth Warren is the candidate that can bring my message home, he's immediately the front runner in this race.
She is.
She's immediately the front runner in this race. Bernie Sanders' fundraising numbers just came out. He did $18 million last quarter. He got to 25.3 this quarter.
Holy cow.
Which is the highest number that has been churned out by, I think, any candidate on the Democratic side so far. We don't have Warren's number for this quarter yet. But he outdid even Buttigieg's huge quarter from last time. I mean, the Bernie thing to me has been in decline this quarter. He's actually increased fundraising, and he's pretty much held his poll numbers largely flat. I mean, he's probably a little bit of a drop off, but he has not disintegrated. If he can say to his really loyal followers, look, go to Elizabeth Warren. I'm going to be campaigning for her as soon as I feel better, but my health concerns, I have to drop out. This lets him drop out without saying he lost, essentially, right? It was the health thing. You have someone who legitimately is going to try to campaign. I mean, she is a socialist, but you can say all you want that she's not, but she is. She is the only, she's just slightly more aware of what it looks like to say you're a socialist.
In the Soviet Union.
Right. And look, she was.
Okay. Well, that's the real difference. She didn't go to Cuba and go, this is a paradise.
Well, and the big, you're right. But to a bigger point, at that time, she was a Republican. Mm-hmm. This is someone who has a much better understanding of a voter who might be in the middle. Mm-hmm. And so she'll be a socialist in policy, but she never says she's a socialist.
Mm-hmm.
She's aware enough of how bad that looks. Mm-hmm. If this is a major development, and it obviously is massively important to the Biden campaign's future.
What's crazy is, because I think she is going to be the candidate. I just do.
Incredible. I cannot believe that's happening.
You will see that you watch the stock market. As it becomes more apparent that she's going to be the candidate, you're going to see the stock market plummet.
And on that note, look up the screen, down 463 points.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's because of this. You'll watch. They'll start pricing her candidacy in as impeachment goes. And as she grows stronger, if Bernie grows weaker, she will start to look like the candidate, and the stock, the corporation. Did you see the tape that Facebook was leaked yesterday with Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
I mean, Zuckerberg is like, we got to work to make this not happen.
Yeah, I agree with him on that. People are always talking about Zuckerberg, but I agree with him on this point.
So wait a minute. Who are you working for? If it's between Trump and Elizabeth Warren, who's what's Facebook going to do? What's Google going to do? Because Google, the people who actually run it, know she's going to break you up. She's going to break you up and take you over. And they don't like Trump. What do you do?
He might not be that far behind.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be that 2020 is going to be the hurricane of all hurricanes. You want to talk about global warming. This thing is going to get so hot.
So good to see you again, Glenn. I'm glad you had me come in. Can we talk about my heart attack and maybe the end of time again? That would be great.
Thanks, Jeffy. Appreciate it. And we're glad you're alive. Did that sound familiar? Let me do it again. And we're glad that you're alive.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't think we're is the appropriate way to say that.
No, but that's what he said.
Glad you're alive. That works better.
Someone might be.
Stations edit all this rehearsal stuff out. Mm-hmm. Jeffy, glad you're alive.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, leave that.
That's much better.
That one worked.
Plausible deniability later on.
All right, and just edit right to here. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're live? If you're like me, you try to avoid having things like Alexa and Amazon Echo in your home. Now people are putting, what is it, Amazon Echo
Show?
Go or something like that that's in the car?
Oh, yeah, the car one now, yeah. The Show one is the one with the nice screens.
What?
They have the screens where you can actually pull up Amazon Prime Video and it'll like play TV on it, or you can bring up your like security cameras on it, or you can do video calls.
What can't you do?
What can't you do?
I mean, they're listening to you all the time. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic. So I know people who I don't want that. I'm worried about that. I don't want that. But then they get on their computer and they go with Google Chrome and they're like, yeah, what? That's worse, man. That's just as bad, if not worse. You need a VPN, and you need LifeLock. You need somebody that is watching you all the time and making sure that nobody is stealing your stuff, because they are following you. For the first time, every American can say that. They are following you. It's just that it's not the government. It's Google and Facebook and all of those people. LifeLock.com will make sure that if anybody tries to hack in and steal anything, any private information of yours, that they are on it. They work to fix it. They have a restoration specialist, a team of people that this is all they do. That is worth its weight in gold. LifeLock.com. Nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but they can see the threats that you might miss on your own. So act now, and for a limited time, get 30% off your first year with the promo code Beck. Call 800-LIFELOCK. Visit LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Beck and save 30%. Offer code expires the 6th of this month. We're already in October, so don't wait. It is LifeLock.com. Promo code Beck. 10 seconds, station ID. Hey, did we get the clip from Eric Bolling's show last night? Do we have that ready? Last night, let me give you a couple of things. This is from the Washington Examiner. Liz Cheney has just come out, and she suggests that the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, is using this pseudo-scandal to set up President Trump for impeachment. She expressed doubt about the House Speaker's motive on Monday's tweet. Cheney tweeted a clip of Pelosi's appearance on 60 Minutes in which Pelosi spoke about the contents of that phone call with the president of Ukraine. Quote, President Trump told me the call was perfect. There was nothing in the call, but I knew what was in the call. I mean, it was in public domain. No, it wasn't. It wasn't in public domain. What do you mean it was in public domain? How come we had to wait for it then? It wasn't in public domain. So how did she know what was in that phone call? The same thing is true about apparently the Democrats knew what the whistleblower had said and what was in the whistleblower complaint. Listen to this last night. Does somebody know who is he talking to? Do you have that? Somebody find out who he's talking to. He's talking to somebody who has, intelligence and whistleblower experience. We'll get you the name here in a second. Let me play what this guy said last night with Eric Bolling.
You have some familiarity with whistleblowers?
I do. I've seen a number of whistleblowing complaints. I know how the process works in the CIA. I thought this complaint was a little bit unusual. It was very well written. That's not a reason to be suspicious. It had a lot of legal references in it that made me a little more suspicious. But I added to that, I'm very suspicious because the subject matter of this complaint was being discussed by Intel Chairman Adam Schiff throughout the month of August. He sent a tweet in late August that almost identically resembled this complaint. It leaked 7 to 10 days beforehand. I was on the House Intelligence Committee staff also. And I know whistleblowers frequently come directly to this staff. They're not supposed to. I think that's what happened here. And Schiff's attorneys were probably involved in drafting this complaint.
Schiff's attorneys. So I know Jay Sekulow has made the statement that he believes it looks more like a law firm than an actual individual writing the complaint.
I think House.
But would that be unorthodox for Schiff's attorney to help a whistleblower?
Now, when I say Schiff's attorney, I mean Democratic attorneys on the House Intelligence Committee.
Right.
I made that accusation.
Yeah.
A senior staff member of the House Intelligence Committee called me and said, we think you're right. We think this is a group project. And a member of this committee has told me the same thing, and that he wants to get this whistleblower under oath to find out who is really behind this complaint.
Okay, now, I want to lay out what he said. By the way, that was Fred Flights. He is the president and CEO of the Center for Security Policy. He said this stuff was leaked out 7 days prior. Also, some of the members of the House, they were tweeting this stuff out, and it was exactly what was in the whistleblower complaint that they said that Congress needed to see. All right, how did they know this? How did they see this? He also said it looks like it was written by an attorney. And that was unusual. In fact, he went on to say it looked like it was a group that put this together. Well, this sounds familiar, doesn't it? Because this is what we found out with what happened with Blasey Ford. This is the same operation. They keep doing it over and over and over again. And they're hoping for different results, and they're not going to be different results. And the reason why they are going after Donald Trump is because he is going after their soft spot. He is going after exactly what he knows they do not want exposed. What they have, the operation that they have running in Ukraine is quite impressive. And we're going to show you the evidence of it. And we're just going to show you the evidence. I'm not going to put any kind of things in there. Well, it could be this, and we think it might be. I'll show you the evidence of what kind of machine is over there run by the Democrats. And that happens tomorrow night at 9:30 Eastern. It will happen on YouTube and also on Facebook if they don't throttle us down. Make sure you go and find it. Our Ukraine special, The Scandal Explained, tomorrow, 9:30 Eastern.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Well, today's going to be a long day. You know, you have 10 interviews to do. You've got just a few of them, and you're going to have at best 300 minutes of time today where you have to pretend that you're interested and riveted by what they have to say. God forbid that first impression creep into your head. No, you've got to chase that out. What you're really looking for is about 5 hours of your time. And I know I look for this every day. How can I take 5 hours of my day and just flush it down the toilet? You're looking for one good candidate. How can I find that one person I'm looking for? This is where ZipRecruiter comes in. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It goes out and finds them for you. It's basically headhunting technology that identifies the people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your posting. And 4 out of 5 people who post on ZipRecruiter get the right candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck. Try it for free now. ZipRecruiter.com/Beck.
For the latest on the Bernie Sanders emergency surgery and blockages, Listen to our blockage expert, Jeff Fisher, on Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, the podcast available everywhere.
Stu, can you help me out on something? Maxine Waters has called for Trump to be thrown into prison, and the GOP needs to stop quoting his filthy talk of whistleblowers being spies and using mob language implying they should be killed.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard him imply that they should be killed?
There was one comment he made that was sort of like, if you stretch it 100 different ways, was it was like something like, you know, this, we used to have people, you know, well, he didn't say rats or he said something like, we used to have spies in, you know, we used to do stuff to him. It was treason. Like he said stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, again, like if you stretch that, well, it's a, you know, penalty for treason and, you know, like it's that type of stuff. But I mean, look, they're stretching.
They're also talking about who was it that said he should go to, he should be executed. That was the guy running. That was Wells.
Republican. Well,
that was a Republican. Or Well, that was that's running for his job. I mean,
barely running for his job.
Please, yeah. I mean, he's more walking, crawling. He's sitting in a scooter that has had the battery removed.
Yes,
right.
Mm-hmm. Uphill. It's an uphill climb. The battery's out of the scooter.
Right.
And the battery wheel, the scooter wheels lock up when the power is off.
And it doesn't really matter because they're square wheels anyway.
Yeah. But other than that, you think he's got a great chance.
He's got a great chance. Where is he on fundraising, I'm wondering?
$0.
$0.
Yeah, okay. $0.
Let's check the Bill Weld dope board. Still at zero. Still at zero.
Yeah, not going too well for Bill at the moment. Mm-hmm. The fundraising numbers are in. You want to hear some of these? Some of them are interesting. Now, not everybody's fundraising numbers are in, but some of them I think are pretty interesting.
Is anyone... who's the one that is closest to the drop in the Dow today at now 525?
I don't sure I understand the question exactly.
Yeah, well, who's the closest at 529? Would that be Bill Weld?
Who's tanking the most?
Who's tanking the most?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 candidates so far that have released their quarter three fundraising totals. You'll hear all these in the next couple of weeks. The ones that are usually disappointing, they try to wait on. They don't want to tell you. And then there's a bunch of people that brag. The main piece of this puzzle we do not yet have is Elizabeth Warren's fundraising, which we all expect to be pretty darn good. This is kind of her rise. This is probably going to be a great quarter for her. But we have, like if you were to say momentum of their campaign and then give me a number. So Pete Buttigieg, if you remember, had a huge fundraising quarter, $24.9 million. It was the highest of any candidate on the Democratic side so far in quarter two. The momentum of this campaign, you'd say, okay, down pretty notably since then. So from 24.9, what do you think his fundraising total is? What's your perception? No wrong answers here. Well, there's actually a lot
of
wrong answers.
They're all wrong except for the right one.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like,
this
I don't
is
expect
not
you
Common
to,
Core.
Just
I'd
perception
say
based.
19.
Yeah, right on the money, pretty much. 19.1.
Okay.
So a drop off, but not massively dramatic. I would say for the place Buttigieg is in this campaign, 19 million is a damn good number.
It is
for him. I mean, his polling has not done anything. He's sitting at 5% in most of these polls. That's a pretty good number for him.
To me, it shows how much people really don't want people like Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders. I mean, they may have big fundraising numbers, but when you got a guy who's, what, in fourth place?
Yeah, fourth or fifth.
Fourth or fifth place, mm-hmm. and not close, making that kind of money?
It's pretty good.
That's good.
Again, Buttigieg, the money, not the problem so far. Kamala Harris. Now, Harris... had a pretty down quarter as well.
Mm-hmm.
She was 11.8 million last quarter.
She's seven and a half.
Seven and a half. That's about what I think I probably would have guessed. 11.6. Hmm. So she basically stayed flat. Which, you know, I guess you could say her numbers were certainly down. And she's, you know, now reworking with campaign operatives. She's going through the process of, holy crap, this isn't working. Cory Booker. 4.5 million quarter two.
Well, I think his friend is out of money, so I'd say one.
$1, exactly right. $6 million. He said they're saying more than six is their quote, which mm-hmm. probably means $6 million and $1, mm-hmm. Because why wouldn't you just say 6.1? Mm-hmm. But more than $6 million for Cory Booker. Bernie Sanders. Now, Sanders, $18 million last quarter. What's his quarter three number? Now, again, he's faded in the polls a little. And we'll go over some of the most recent polls, but he hasn't disintegrated.
He's getting it from millions of people, right?
Yes, yeah. Lots of small donations.
I think it went up. I mean, didn't you tell me that it went up to like 25?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I did tell you already. Yeah, 25.3 million. So he goes from 18 to 25. It's an impressive haul, again, for Bernie in a place where really it seems like his campaign is going nowhere. And now with this new situation, if you missed it, he had emergency heart surgery last night. He's out. They've canceled his campaigns for the foreseeable future. What that means, whether it's a few weeks, whether it's a month, we don't know. But it needs to be said that we're in October. You know, there's October and part of November. Then everyone goes into holiday mode for 6 weeks. Then we come out on the other side. And let me give you this quickly. This is the schedule for the actual election. February, let's see, hold on. February 3rd is the Iowa caucus.
Holy cow.
So he's got, I mean, you've got this run here with a debate. Everyone goes into holiday mode, come back from the new year. You got less than a month, basically, to put this whole thing together. I don't know how you go on with a campaign if he's going to be out for a month or 6 weeks.
Let me ask you this. It just shows also on this impeachment how fraudulent it is, how it is only about the election. Mm-hmm. Because why would you the government they can't issue anything. They can't get anything done in less than a year. We are yeah. approaching the year mark before America goes to vote. You're going to impeach him right before America goes to vote?
So silly.
It doesn't make any sense.
And it also, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would believe that, though, because it's like almost like saying they didn't really care if Christine Blasey Ford was actually abused.
Right.
It's almost as if they've forgotten who she is completely since, you know, Kavanaugh was elected.
They didn't really care about how their health care reform would actually cripple and make things much worse for people.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. So a week ago before this Ukraine call. Now, Ukraine, you might say, okay, it's a significant issue, right? Like, let's say you're a Democrat. Significant issue, right? Mm-hmm. The President of the United States making this call. You think it's impeachable, whatever. But it really, what does it affect the next election? You know, maybe the next 4 years, maybe, you know, our democracy is at stake at some level. Certainly a much smaller issue than what you told us was important the week before, which was the entire world dying from climate change. When you had a 16-year-old yelling at us, what happened to her? When she came over here in her little petroleum-built boat across the ocean, and now all of a sudden, if it was really the most important thing in the world, why would you care about impeachment? Why would you even cover it? Wouldn't it be the third or fourth story every night in your newscast? If you actually believed the Greta take on the climate, why would there be another thing in the news? It's because, of course, they don't buy it. It's just all part of the same process. It's all part for power. It's all money. It's politics. It's all the same stuff. So that's going on. Then you've got Michael Bennett has released his. Now, you know who Michael Bennett is, of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, you do? Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. You're
he's
very rare.
No, he's running for president of the Democrats.
He is?
Yeah.
That's good. I thought you were going to think he was a singer that Frank Sinatra often back
no,
in the day.
No, I can follow the conversation. I have no idea who he is beyond that.
Oh, okay.
But I can follow the conversation.
In context, if I had brought it up in a football conversation, you would have
been like,
he's
a football player.
Michael Bennett, $2.8 million last quarter.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a sucker born every second.
And I think this is even more amazing because Bennett launches his campaign. It's an unknown, right? He launched it very late. $2.8 million. He's a sitting senator. Sure, you could see him.
Shut up. Yeah. He's a sitting senator.
Yeah, in Colorado.
Huh.
So you think, hey, this guy is going to bring in a couple $1 million. Uh-huh. And then you go through 3 months of this and you realize, okay, it's not working. You know, he's not coming around. He's not made any impact. He's still at 0% in almost every poll. Mm-hmm. No one's going to donate more money to him, right? He raised another $2.1 million. It just shows that once you get in these power seats, your access to cash is basically constant. Why would anyone donate to Michael Bennett's campaign unless you're trying to bribe him to do something for you later on? Can I say senator, something honestly? Not as president.
Why would you donate to any of these people?
I would never. I mean, right? And I say this. I say this honestly. Would never consider donating to a political candidate.
No,
never. Let's just say you have all the money. You have all this money, and you're like, I'm going to make the biggest statement of my life. I'm going to put a max donation to not only for the primary campaign and the major campaign. You're going to give them whatever $6,000, whatever the max donation is for two of those things. You are paying for like 3 seconds of one commercial. And it's like, why on earth would I waste my money on that? That's a max donation. You give him $1. I mean, again, Trump raised, I think, $125 million. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in this audience are donating. Mm-hmm. I just like, I would use my money to do anything else. And this has nothing to do with Donald Trump, has nothing to do with any of the Democrats. It's any candidate. I don't see any reason.
I don't know why we have to spend this much money. I think they should all have to do bake sales to make their money, or what,
right.
or fund it themselves. Well, most of these guys, especially the ones that are in Congress at all and have been around, they're all rich.
Oh gosh, I mean, and now I'm making it seem romantic with 3 seconds of one commercial. Really, what it usually probably more likely is 18 minutes of one of their flights. Or one nice dinner with a bunch of the people around them who are advising them, the consultants. You're paying for their steaks. No, thank you. I'm sorry. I value my. I kept to come in here every day and listen to you.
Are we?
I mean, I value that money.
Are we too jaded?
Oh, totally. I mean, that was just one of those things that just pragmatically.
Yeah.
Much more. I would, if I really cared about like a particular issue or candidate, and I would much rather talk. Try to persuade. I'd go out and even volunteer time, go door to door. Much more valuable than giving these people money.
Yeah,
but you know, it's a lot easier.
I have to tell you, I am this all of this comes from us having to watch the stuff for you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in your car and you're like, oh, I'm gonna check in and see what's happening. No, we have to watch it all day long to be able to understand it.
Just like politicians, we're blaming you for our problems.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
By the way, Andrew Yang is the other big one. 2.8 million last quarter. This quarter, 10 million. So Yang is bringing in the cash.
They
Yang
are, gang. You know, there are some big money people that are like, we cannot have Elizabeth Warren. We can't have Elizabeth Warren. And I think you'll see people like Yang do really well in fundraising, as it looks more and more like Elizabeth Warren is going to be the person. All right. You wouldn't go out in a public place and take your wallet out and leave it on the sidewalk for a few hours because, you know, somebody's going to pick it up and they'll return it to you. Same thing with public Wi-Fi. It's not a safe place for you to leave your device unlocked and open. All your private information, logins, passwords, financial records, they could be up for grabs. Somebody could be in that coffee shop using the public Wi-Fi, and they're going to see all of your information, and they're, of course, going to alert you about it. That's why you need Norton Secure VPN. It is an easy-to-use virtual private network that uses bank-grade encryption to hide your online activity. It creates a secure tunnel for the information you send and receive online, so cyber criminals can't see what you're doing online when you're connected to a Wi-Fi. It also works to protect you from companies that want to track your browsing activities. Just install, log in once, and let it run in the background. It's Norton Secure VPN. You can browse privately. Secure your connections today. Just head to Norton.com/VPN. Protection starts at $333 a month for the first year with annual enrollment. It's Norton.com/VPN. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Stu, give me the poll numbers, the latest poll numbers for the Democrats.
There's two competing narratives going on right now. Let me give you the national ones. Monmouth has one out just moments ago, 28% for Elizabeth Warren, 25% for Joe Biden, 15% Bernie Sanders, Buttigieg and Harris at 5%, Marianne Williamson at 2%. That's notable just because, 2%.
She's still going to be in the debate.
You need to get to the next, to now 3% is the next debate, so it's still a tough threshold.
Monmouth is a good
Very
poll,
good pollster,
right?
Yeah, very good pollster, top line.
And showing Elizabeth Warren ahead by how many points?
Three. So
significant.
YouGov shows the same thing. I think this is with The Economist, has Warren 26, Biden 22,
and is
Sanders at 14.
YouGov any good?
Yeah, that's a long, and that's with The Economist, I believe, is that poll.
Right, but it's not a online.
I don't believe it's a qualifying poll, but it is a relatively well-rated pollster. Other pollsters are showing totally different results. Another one came out from David Binder Research, which is not one I'm familiar with, but it's 34% for Biden, 17 Warren, 15 Sanders. And that one, and then Harris is another decent pollster, 35% Biden, 21% Warren, 13% Sanders. So it's sort of a split between these national polls where Warren's momentum is to be believed in one set of the polls and is not to be believed in the other.
So you're a guy who just, you love statistics, you just love numbers and polls.
And cheese sauce, yeah.
Right. Have you seen that big of a spread before?
It's odd. I would say the higher quality polls tend to be leaning towards the momentum being real for Warren. But that doesn't mean you dismiss the others. I mean, they're part of it, and you have to kind of watch them as they develop. But, I mean, I think it's closer than 34-21 Biden. Biden may still have the lead when you look at all of these things in full context, but it's closer than I think
I would say that spread, if you wanted to give it to Biden, would be, 25-21 or 28-26, something like that.
Yeah, I think we're at the point where we have, and we have this on our board, we have a chalkboard that sits behind Glenn all the time where we break everybody into categories. And the front runners right now, we have Biden and Warren as co-front runners. Then they've got a shot, Bernie Sanders. This is, of course, pre-heart condition that we found out about today. Then, I mean, maybe if everything goes right, we have Bob Franco, Rourke, Booker, Kamala Harris, and Buttigieg. And then everybody else is either in, probably not. And,
I would move Buttigieg, and I'd leave Buttigieg in that category, maybe Kamala Harris, but Cory Booker and Bob Frank O'Rourke,
you
I think
move
they're
them down.
And I would move Andrew Yang perhaps up.
I mean, Yang is polling at or above people like Bob Frank O'Rourke and Booker at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.